What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. Of course, I'm your host, and this is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. And welcome to the members area. Today, here on this episode, I want to talk about why. Why work out? Because when you establish why you're doing something, showing up will become easy and second nature. Why do we work out? I've thought about this quite a bit as to why I work out. When I first started working out, I wanted to be ripped because I thought that when people looked at me, they saw something else and I was lacking confidence. And I thought that by having big muscles, people would see that I am accomplished and strong and sexy, right? And desirable. Now, that isn't what ultimately kept me in the gym because that's not a sustainable goal. And that's not a sustainable why. Because it didn't have anything to do with me. It had to do with the way that other people saw me and my confidence in that. It wasn't driven from the inside. And if that would have been my only reason to work out, I would have never been consistent and stayed with it this long. Now, it's been over 4 years that I've been consistently going to the gym. Now, I've been going to the gym my whole life off and on, but this is the only time that I've been going this consistently. And the reason is because I found my why. Now, everybody's why is going to be a little bit different, and I'm encouraging you to find your why, and I will talk a little bit about my why. I work out because I know it's good for me, and I feel better, okay? Now, that's the physical part of it. But deeper into that, I know that death is a thing. It exists. We all die. And I want to have the best life possible. And exercise gives me that. I am very busy. I hear an excuse as a personal trainer quite a bit that I don't have time for exercise. This always confuses me, and I find it very odd because this is the single most important thing you can do for yourself is exercise. And if you're busy, it's even more important because if you break down and you're that busy, what happens to everything that you are in charge of? Who's going to take care of it? If you can't take care of it anymore, what happens to it? Okay? Now, to protect ourselves and the people we love and our kids and our families, we need to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. And how do we do that? Well, we get our heart rate up. Exercise has been proven time and time over again to be very beneficial, and people who work out live longer and they live better, more fulfilling lives. Okay? I want that for everybody. I'm not rich in money, but I'm rich in health. I don't have to think about things. I don't have to think about squatting down to pick something up. I don't have to think about moving that dresser in my room because my girlfriend wants to rearrange the room and she wants the bed facing west. I can just move the dresser. Okay? I don't have to switch and flop around in bed because my back hurts. I'm in great shape and I feel fantastic and I'm wealthy in health. And that is my why, because I want to live the best quality life possible. And this one, I am in 100% charge of. I know the money aspect, that is hit or miss. A lot of people will work really hard for all of our lives and will never become rich. Working hard is one key to becoming rich, but also having good ideas and getting a little bit lucky is part of that as well. There's a lot of competition out there, but health and fitness and taking care of yourself, that competition is something that you have to fight yourself. This is an internal competition because you have to fight those thoughts that are going to come up and say, hey, you're too busy. You can't afford to do this. It's too expensive. You'll never achieve those goals. And those are all coming from within, and you've got to fight those. Now, when I established my why, it kind of happened accidentally. And then I had to work backwards as to how I came to this decision and how I became so passionate about health and fitness. And going back, I realized that when I started hitting the gym, I started getting more confident. I think that breaks down into a bunch of different aspects. There's been studies that show that when you work out, endorphins are released. You're feeling better. It's that feel good. So going to the gym is going to put you in a good mood, right? So I started going to the gym because I wanted to get that blast of endorphins to feel good. And I got almost addicted to that feeling. That's one reason that I go, because I like that feeling of going to the gym. And then I know also when I'm going to the gym, I'm getting my heart rate up. And when I'm getting my heart rate up, I'm working out my heart. Now I'm getting this cardiovascular workout, which is good for my heart, which is good for my life. I'm going to live longer because I'm building a strong heart. Now I could fall over dead tomorrow, but I have no control over that. If there's some freak accident and the electronic pulses or whatever in my heart just stop and I fall over, well, I can't control that. However, if I could control the fact that I strengthened my heart over the lifetime of it, well, I'm glad that I'm making this decision because I'm making the best possible choices that I can to go back to my beginning why, which is to lead the best life possible. And with that, strong heart, right? And having strong muscles, okay? I have a lot of jobs and I'm very busy. Okay, but I got to find time to work out because I have a lot of things that I am in charge of. I own a cleaning business, and in that cleaning business, I go to people's houses and I clean. I scrub toilets, I scrub kitchens, I scrub floors. And with that, it's a lot of physical labor, moving, getting up, getting down, squatting. And when I first started the cleaning business, I wasn't working out as consistently, and I had a lot of knee pain and back pain and shoulder pain. But now that I've been going to the gym, I've built up my muscles, and now my joints don't have to handle the brunt of that work. And now I feel fantastic. Here I am, 4 years older than when I started cleaning, and not only have I gotten stronger, I can move faster. I'm cleaning better than when I started, and I'm feeling better. And that's another reason that I work out. So that I have that strength to get through that job. And now I've just started this other business, Under 10 Fitness, and it takes quite a bit of time as well. Okay? Now, I am one of the busiest people that I know, and I know that other people are busier than I am. And some of those people have a hard time finding the passion and the motivation and the time to work out. I wish that everybody could realize the benefits that you can get from working out. Everything is going to become easier. When the hardest thing that I have to do in the morning or of that day is pick up 350 pounds off the ground in the gym in a controlled environment where I'm doing it safely, there's no chance for injury, then the rest of the day is so much easier because I got the hardest part of my day out of the way. And then everything else is a breeze. Anything else I can handle, just that easy. And it all goes back to finding your why. Now, why do I pick up 350 pounds off the ground in the gym? Well, I'm a competitive powerlifter. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy doing. It's my hobby. And I love that it mends well with being healthy as well. Okay? Now, there's a lot of hobbies out there that people enjoy just like mine. Hiking, bike riding, tennis, basketball, sports, all of that stuff. And it all lends towards this healthy, active lifestyle. And all of it goes back to finding your why. And that's what we are here to do. Find our why so that this journey towards health and fitness is that much easier and enjoyable. And I hope that everybody out there finds their why. What is your why? Is it your kids? Is it your spouse? Is it your heart? Is it my why, where you just want to live the best possible life that you can and be in control of your health as much as possible? Nobody can control getting hit by a bus tomorrow, but you can control getting hit by heart disease today. So please think about your why. And as always, remember, stay motivated.